It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Andrea Stewart from the Carbondale Chamber is here again.
Hello.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I cannot believe, well, you were just mentioning this, so I guess I'm kind of stealing your line. I can't believe it's time for the annual business confluence.
It is.
It's not a conference. It's a confluence.
We rebranded a couple years ago and just thought it would be great being in Carbondale and really taking that confluence and bringing business together.
We were having this conversation in the office the other day about what a melting pot Carbondale is. So confluence is really an appropriate term. It's where a number of different lifestyles and cultures and just different people in general kind of congregate and conflue.
There you go. Nice.
Which I'm really pretty sure is not a real word, but hopefully you understand what I mean. This year's Carbondale Business Conference, by the way, I'm sorry, Confluence, happens on Wednesday, September 18th in the afternoon. I want to say for a while you did this on Friday and decided to make it during the week because it is more of a, I mean, you do a business after hours and a networking thing at the end of the day, but it is more of a working kind of day and a learning day.
It is, and that's why we did a little rebrand. We moved it into midweek because I'm guilty as well. On Friday afternoon, the last place I want to be is sitting in a room at a conference. So we thought, you know, let's keep it work-related. Let's keep it midweek. It's a great opportunity. It's in the afternoon, so it allows business people to go to the office in the morning, still catch up on emails, attend meetings, and then come to our event starting at 2:30. We have a number of different updates. And then in the past, we always have a theme. And, whether it be marketing or kind of this professional development, this year we're really talking about the entrepreneur and every stage of owning or running a business. And so this year we actually have Tyler Mobius, and he is local. He is with Fastgate, and that's a local Carbondale company, and he's also an integral part of CoVenture, which is the new co-working space in Carbondale, and they have a lot of other umbrellas under the CoVenture name, but it's just a great opportunity. Tyler's been, all around the world with all different businesses and to really, focus on, why do people stay in Carbondale? Why do they open business in Carbondale? Why do they relocate business? So we're really going to do, rather than that keynote, if you will, he coined it as a fireside chat and Q&A. So just really kind of giving his perspective and then keeping that open dialogue. And it'll be great because we'll have a lot of people, whether you're just interested in starting a business or you've been in business for 40 years and you're ready to take your business to the next level.
It's so interesting to hear the Q&A with Tyler called a fireside chat, because there is a historical fireside chats. FDR had fireside chats on the radio from 1933 to 1944. And yet he is going to be talking about this, cutting edge technology.
Sure.
And modern ways of
Right.
doing business. So it's very interesting to hear that connection between the two. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on. But if, first of all, is there a difference in price for chamber members versus non-members?
Yes. So the cost of a ticket is only $30 for chamber members, and then it's $40 for non-members and day of.
All right. So everybody pays a little bit more day of. And again, Carbondale Chamber members get a little bit of a break.
Correct.
Is it a calendar year, by the way, for the membership?
Yes. So it's if someone joins or renews in September, then their renewal date is that same month.
Okay.
The following year.
Okay. So it's actually a calendar year from whenever you
sign up.
When
they join,
that's correct.
It's not
like if you sign up now, you only get the rest of
correct.
The year.
Correct. Okay? Yes.
So there's an incentive for someone. Is there a reason or a justification to send more than one person from the office to this?
I definitely would, especially with the layout of our agenda this year with the different updates and then our fireside chat. We'll also have a business panel. And I really think, I've attended a number of conferences over, you know, my tenure at the chamber, if you will. And I feel like a lot of things you get from the education, but I also really enjoy the networking component. And so I feel if your office is able to send more than one person, I think that, you know, everybody kind of picks up different nuggets of information. And then it's kind of fun to powwow afterwards and, you know, share everything that you retained from the event.
Has it been 10 years, by the way,
it's
for you?
Actually 11.
No kidding.
I know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
There's another one of those, I hesitate to say new and old, but I guess it is what it is. You know, Randy Lowenthal, after she left the chamber and she was part of the Roaring Fork Business Resource Center, she was really advocating for a lot of this collaboration
right.
between, you know, business and nonprofits and government. Of course, the Third Street Center, which is where this year's Carbondale Business Confluence occurs. That's kind of It's not a realization of that.
Sure.
And that is also part of that fireside chat is what Tyler will be talking about a little bit as well. You know,
yeah.
just the collaboration of different types of groups and people.
I agree. It
and
really
again,
defines
it all comes
Carbondale,
to,
for
right.
sure.
And there you go back to the whole confluence thing again.
Our day is done, my friend. We've done our work. Full circle.
Right? If you would, not necessarily gracefully, but we did come full circle.
Exactly.
If you'd like to buy tickets for this year's Carbondale Business Confluence, again, it's Wednesday, September 18th in the afternoon. As Andrea said, you can get some work done in the morning. Then you can learn something in the afternoon and even network a little bit, maybe meet some like-minded business people. And not just business people, I imagine nonprofits could also benefit from this as well.
Yes, definitely. And we'll actually have someone representing the nonprofit sector within our business panel. So, again, I think it's very important for all aspects of business. Again, whether you're looking to start a business or you've been in business or you're managing a business, I think it would be very beneficial. And we did keep those ticket prices low because we do know things come up, especially midweek. So if someone's schedule clears, it's still an opportunity to come for that $40 day of. And if they'd like to, you know, sign up ahead of time, it's only $30.
And again, you can do that at carbondale.com. You can always call 963-1890. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the business panel and some of the speakers that will be talking on Wednesday the 18th. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Andrea Stewart from the Carbondale Chamber. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Except the week of the border war. In that case, sorry, you'll have to go somewhere else. Just kidding.
Wyoming did beat Missouri over the weekend. SEC team in Laramie, Wyoming, which was pretty exciting. So
You go to the border war every year, don't you? Don't you go back?
We try. We have season tickets to Cowboy football, so especially if it's a home game. But
you played basketball, though. So
I did. I played basketball and I ran cross country. We don't go back for the cross country meets, but it is fun if there's like a doubleheader with the football game and then followed by a basketball game. It's fun to go and
that's cool.
Cheer them on.
I didn't realize that the seasons overlapped.
They do a little bit. It's, you know, the preseason exhibition games, but still a fun time to go. Yeah.
All right. But you're still doing your part for your old alma mater, right?
I am. I haven't switched.
It's okay. We'll give you time. we'll give you time. You know, Milhorn still hasn't either. So, you know, I guess we'll give you a break on that one. Again, we're not here to talk about football or basketball or root for our colleges. Actually here to talk about Carbondale Business Confluence 2019, Wednesday, September 18th at the Third Street Center in Carbondale. Again, you can learn more at carbondale.com. You can always call the Carbondale Chamber at 963-1890. Again, as usual, a number of updates from state, county, and town of Carbondale, including a panel discussion as well as some business leaders talking about, you know, the state of things,
yes.
You might say.
Right.
Starting with Jill Corbin, speaking of statewide stuff, she's the director of destination development from the Colorado Tourism Office. I assume Carbondale is a big destination.
It is. It's pretty exciting to really see that Carbondale is on the map. We're not just one of those stops along the way, which we are very proud to be as well. But it's such a great opportunity now that people are finding Carbondale as their end destination. And we have worked with Jill for a number of years. And it's just such a great opportunity. They have so many different programs through the state office that we are able to take advantage of. And so she'll be talking about, you know, opportunities that Carbondale has taken advantage of, opportunities that businesses can take advantage of, whether it be the SBDC, different grant opportunities, really talking about what the state, from the state level, what they're doing to recruit and retain businesses, which I think is very important. They'll be talking briefly about the census that's coming up next year and just really giving that statewide update, which I think, you know, such an important piece to our puzzle in the valley, especially Western Slope.
SBDC, by the way, for those of you that don't know, stands for Small Business Development Center. From a tourism standpoint, you also work with other chambers on different projects from time to time.
We do. We have a great relationship, in my humble opinion, with all of the chambers up and down the valley, which is great because, you know, we have a lot of members that have memberships up and down the valley. So it's great that we can work so well together. And then from the tourism side, we also work with a number of different, whether it's their chamber or their tourism organization, to do different partnerships. So through the Colorado Tourism Office, we actually received a grant and we've partnered with four other rural destinations in Western Colorado for the creative districts. And so we actually created the Colorado Creative Corridor. And it's a 331-mile loop that encompasses all certified creative districts in our area. So that would be Carbondale, Crested Butte, Salida, Ridgeway, and Paonia.
Which is a beautiful loop, by the way, if you want to drive it sometime, maybe to see the colors.
Yes, that would be great.
You said it's 330 miles?
331.
Now, is that... just from town to town as the crow flies, or is that the actual mileage?
Oh, man. Now, I believe it's mileage if you were to type it in to the maps, but I could be wrong on that. But yes, we roughly designed it around the West Elk Loop, but we did have a couple people that we wanted to include, so there's a few offshoots as well.
Well, you have to have those side trips.
Yes, exactly.
For any road trip, you have to have the little excursions.
It is, and it's just a great opportunity to promote, arts, tourism, economic development. It's very exciting.
Is there a difference? Again, you called this the, I didn't write it down, the rural destination.
You know, that's really where Jill shines with her. She's the director of destination development, so really focusing on like that rural destination, and especially Western Slope, I think is so important because for us, it's not, it's not even an option. We're like, yeah, we'll pop over to Denver, but I think from the flip side of getting people, to drive over the hill to come over, it's a little bit more of a decision. So really doing what we can to promote, Western rural Colorado, I think is very important.
For instance, Burlington or Yuma.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if they really have much tourism in either one of those towns. I think they're mostly agricultural based, but it's much more likely for someone to go there from Denver as opposed to go to Carbondale if they're visiting Grand Junction or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that's where this whole rural destination concept comes from, is actually focus on, Carbondale or Paonia, Crested Butte, as you mentioned.
Yes.
That's very cool. Another speaker on Wednesday, September 18th, will be Garfield County Commissioner Tom Jankowski.
Yes, so he'll be giving his update. It's been great. We've had his participation for a number of years now, and it's just a really nice opportunity to hear countywide what's going on, whether it's updates, specific to Carbondale or the county as a whole. We're really looking forward to hearing him speak.
And, everybody knows, Tom, I think, at this point, of course, the public lands planning lead for the Board of County Commissioners, served on a number of boards over the years. Of course, from a business standpoint, he was the general manager of Sunlight Mountain Resort for a number of years, around 30-plus years, if I remember correctly, and past chair of Colorado Ski Country USA as well.
Yes.
So, again, he's got the local as well as kind of the regional, if you will, perspective. Dan Richardson, Carbondale mayor, will also be there. I'm sure you probably work pretty closely with Dan being right there in Carbondale.
We do. We work really closely with the town of Carbondale. So again, we're not affiliated with them, but such a great partnership. And he'll be speaking. Just there's a lot of new infrastructure that's coming into Carbondale with City Market coming in. There'll be a lot of different housing opportunities. So he'll be really just bringing everybody up to speed with some updates for that as well.
Again, if you'd like to attend the 2019 Carbondale Business Confluence, just go to carbondale.com, and you can always call the Carbondale Chamber at 963-1890, and someone in the office will be happy to help you out or
yes,
answer your question
correct,
or return your call if necessary.
There you go.
And by the way, the complete information, like everything I have here, is that on the website as well?
It is, and it's on the homepage, so carbondale.com, and then it's about the bottom half of the screen. There's a link, and it has all of the information, registration, the poster. It's all there.
Again, registration is just $30 per person for Carbondale Chamber members, only $40 for everyone else. And if it's a last-minute thing, you decide you want to show up Wednesday afternoon, the 18th, you can still go. You'll just, everybody will pay $40 on Wednesday, September 18th.
Correct.
Do you have a hard time fitting in everybody that wants to attend this every year? I imagine after this many years, I'm trying to remember, is this kind of your baby? Because it started around the time that you came to the chamber.
Yes. So we've always had an annual event. It's been in the fall. It's been in the spring. It's been in the winter. But we've really, since I've been with the chamber, really designed it such as this. So we've had full day events. We've had events in the morning, in the afternoon. And so we've really, you know, put it out there and played with different opportunities and ideas. And yes, this one is definitely ours to own. So it's great. And we, you know, we would love to sell 100 tickets. And last year we were right there at that number. So I think it's a great opportunity, again, to be with a membership of 450 and to have 100 attendees. I think that is such a testament to what we do. Of course, we'd love to have more people. There is also an expo component to the event. So that's during the business after hours. So there's, again, networking. But it's just a great opportunity to come and check it out.
We are bombarded, it seems like, on a daily basis by information about, you know, the national economy and, you know, is the stock market up or down or flat? How much does that influence the actual everyday business climate in Carbondale? And what is the trend that you see currently?
Sure. I think the trend, and we read about it in the Post Independent earlier this week with Carbondale, I think it's, or with Glenwood Springs. I think it's Glenwood Springs is very similar to Carbondale and in the area that the sales tax is up, which is always great. Feel trend-wise, we are about 3 to 6 months behind kind of those national numbers that we've seen. It's been interesting, especially with my time in the chamber, the ebbs and flows of business. And I feel like we are a little bit behind, but I also feel like things are trending very well right now, and we're just hoping that that will continue. We've seen a plateau with our lodging tax kind of level out. We might have hit that ceiling, if you will. So, you know, there's not as much lodging in Carbondale as there is throughout the valley. So we're kind of at that max, which is good, too. We'll take it. We like to see, you know, that trend as high as it can get. But I think sales tax, it really seems to be going well. We've seen a lot of new businesses coming into Carbondale. And as you mentioned, you know, with technology these days, a lot of those businesses are in either tech creation or tech fields. And then we've seen a lot of different designs. So whether it's architecture, landscape, it's we are seeing that as well.
Boost that lodging tax. Maybe
yeah,
start courting a national hotel or motel chain.
There you go.
We'll be back to wrap things up, talk about the Business Expo on Wednesday the 18th, as well as finish off the rest of the speakers and talk about that business panel as
great,
well. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Andrea from the Carbondale Chamber is here. The annual Business Confluence, Wednesday, September 18th, starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. So plenty of time to take care of business in the office, return phone calls, have meetings, have a little lunch, and then head to the Third Street Center in Carbondale to learn some stuff and do a little networking as well. Again, there is a business after hours and an expo portion of this. Everything wraps up around 7 o'clock Wednesday. Again, you can learn more at carbondale.com. We were kind of making our way through the speakers. We talked, of course, earlier about Tom Jankowski, Garfield County Commissioner, Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson, Jill Corbin from the state Tourism Office, State Colorado. Yes, Gabe, we know what state it is. We talked about just a little bit about that fireside chat. So, again, this is Tyre Mobius of Fastgate in Carbondale, and he also has been involved with the co-venture, which is part of the business panel we'll talk about in just a little bit. But again, he calls it a fireside chat because it's kind of a Q&A. It's an interactive thing.
Correct. And my biggest business decision will be if I decide to project a giant fireplace on the back. I'm like, that would definitely set the mood. But yeah, so just he has such great business experience and has been so involved again throughout the world. So just really talking about his experience and goals that he set and how, you know, very just conscious thinking and how he got to Carbondale. So I'm really excited to hear about kind of those successes that he'll share with us and then just be open, an open book for questions. And he's experienced it. So I feel like what a great opportunity to ask the expert.
Absolutely. And it's you don't always get that opportunity,
right,
to have that kind of one-on-one. It's not exactly one-on-one, but it's access that you would not necessarily have every day, especially for only a $30 entry fee for chamber members anyway. Then, of course, the business panel, which we talked about before. So speaking of CoVenture, Mike Lowe from CoVenture will be moderating this business panel. And it's an interesting topic, the highs and lows of working and living in Carbondale.
Yeah, so I'm very kind of on a personal basis or interest too, just very curious because we'll have businesses that come in and they join or, you know, they have to end their membership because they're returning to the front range. And so it's just very interesting to listen, and we'll be asking questions, you know, kind of those successes and struggles of living and working in Carbondale. And I know, you know, I'm sure healthcare will come up, and I'm sure cost of living, childcare, all of those things will come up, but also, you know, is that worth it to live in such a great place? And, you know, we work hard so we can play harder. And so really just talking about those highs and lows, the successes and struggles, and, you know, what it takes to go above and beyond to live and work in this valley.
And I find it so interesting. The very first panelist on the list is Mark Fisher, of course, from Fat Tie in Carbondale, but also the Pullman in Glenwood.
Correct.
And I'm sure you see this frequently. You mentioned that most of your members actually have multiple chamber memberships and may not even be located in Carbondale.
Correct.
But if you do business anywhere from Aspen to Parachute,
right,
chances are you do business in more than just one location.
Correct.
And so that's kind of a perfect example of that with Mark talking about the culinary arts.
Yes.
I've heard that the service industry, the restaurant business in specific, is just really, really tough. And I can only imagine how hard it would be to single yourself out to provide something unique for the public in a market like this.
For sure. And especially with unemployment numbers as low as they are, it just got them for not only Garfield County, but individual towns. And so staffing right now is crazy.
It's
really
hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
And you can drive up and down Main Street in any of our towns and see, you know, now hiring signs. And so I'm very interested kind of from his perspective what he can share on that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about, especially in his business, you know,
right,
service industry, it's all about the people.
It's huge, and it can make or break your business too if somebody's having a bad day and they're that, you know, first person that they see as they walk in your door.
Then that's the impression of your business.
Correct.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Also on that panel, by the way, not to focus too much on one person, Angela Bruno from the Carbondale Clay Center. Studio arts.
She will. So she'll definitely represent the arts aspect and then also the nonprofit. So Carbondale, we have over 40 members of the chamber that are nonprofit. And I think that that's very important. Our valley is so behind nonprofits and support them so well that we really wanted that to be at the table of our business panel. And then Angela, also with the Carbondale Clay Center, she can represent both of those seats.
Laura Kirk of DHM Design. And again, Tyler Mobius of Fastgate, representing design, media, and innovation.
Yes.
So again, those tech industries.
He will. So he'll not only, kind of serve as our main speaker through that fireside chat and Q&A, but he also wanted to sit on the panel, which I thought was great, just to be, he's another Main Street business. And so I think the opportunity for him to sit on the panel will be great as well.
And finally, Adam Miller of Y Cycles, representing outdoor recreation, which is a big deal going back to the destination tourism and outdoor recreation, as well as a member of the Carbondale Chamber Tourism Council.
Yes. So Adam's great. He's been in Carbondale. He relocated his business about a year and a half ago from Utah, and since then has also started a second business, Revel Bikes. Oh. And it's very exciting. And then, yes, he sits on our Tourism Council of Carbondale, so it'll be nice to have him, not only from a business aspect, but kind of serving on our board as well.
And he could probably give you some tips on a couple hikes that you could do on your way out to the lake.
There you go. Imagine,
considering where he's from.
Yes, right.
And then, of course, once the business panel wraps up, then you've got that interactive business after hours and the business expo. Again, you'll have some businesses that will have booths set
yes.
up, right? And so you can exchange business cards. And...
Right, exactly. So there'll be about 20 businesses participating in the expo. And then we'll also have small bites and beverages provided through business after hours. And that goes from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, really being mindful of our business demographic. We have business after hours the third Wednesday of each month. And we thought, why create a separate event and ask people to give up time, or having to pick and choose. So we thought, let's bundle all of this into one event. And I believe this is the third or fourth year that we've done that. And it works really, really well. So it's always great to have a networking component. And as I mentioned earlier, that's where I receive a lot of ideas and leads and different things. So we thought, let's have the education and information up front, and then they can close out the evening with networking.
And you got some food and stuff like that as well?
We do, yes.
From?
They'll be featured from different Carbondale restaurants.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Awesome. And some live music as well.
Yes.
Do you know who?
Not yet. We're working on confirming. So before I give it away,
I need to confirm that.
Yes.
Fair enough. Sponsors, of course, are a big part of any event like this, and I'm sure that you'd like to mention the sponsors.
Yes. So a couple years ago, we actually moved to a tiered membership structure, and it really gave the opportunity back to the member as to what they wanted to get out of the membership. So all of our Crystal River sponsors, or our Crystal River members, are sponsoring the event. Do you mind if I read them off really
Please.
Quick? Okay, so we have Alpine Bank, A&B Bank, Aspen Skiing Company, Backbone Media, Ballantine Collections, Berthod Motors, Blue Tent Marketing, and then we also have Dalby Wendling, First Bank, Jaywalker Addiction Treatment, Carew, Mountain Waste and Recycling, Roaring Fork Valley Co-op, Sopris Engineering, Vectra Bank of Colorado, Western Slope Materials, and Excel Energy.
And again, you can learn more by going to carbondale.com. Again, the 11th annual Carbondale Business Confluence and Expo is Wednesday, September 18th from 2:30 to 7:30. Again, the business portion is 2:30 to 5, and then after that is the business after hours and the mingling and the expo and that kind of thing, the exchanging business cards.
Yes, there you go.
Visiting with people, eating some good food, listening to some cool music, and maybe an adult beverage
there,
if
perhaps.
You choose. Again, it all happens at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale. It's just $30 per person for Carbondale Chamber members, $40 for the general public, and at the door. And you never know. So when for employers, when the economy is doing well and the unemployment rate is low, you have to get a little creative sometimes right. when you look for new employees. Speaking of which, are you happy at the chamber, Andrea?
Yes,
I'm kidding. I'm totally
Thank you.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's great, and we have a really awesome staff. That's so funny.
Again, you can also call the Carbondale Chamber if you have any questions, 963-1890. Yes. Anything else that you'd like folks to know about the Carbondale Chamber or the Confluence?
I'll just mention registration or the door opens at 2 p.m., so if you are registering day of, or you'd like to just get there a little bit early and do any networking before, you can get there as early as 2 o'clock. Speakers will start at 2:30 and we'll keep going all the way till 5, and then we'll break for that business after hours and expo and the networking, and just really encouraging people, all aspects of business. You know, we really are focusing on that entrepreneur, but the definition from the dictionary is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. And I believe that is pretty much anyone that is involved in the business community. So again, it's not just that top level CEO. It can be anyone in any level of business. Or if you're current or you're happy in your current situation, but you're looking to maybe dabble in something and perhaps start your own business, it's such a great opportunity to come. Or again, if you feel that you've been there, you've done that, you've been in the business for 40 years, I still think it's an opportunity to come and learn something. But also, you know, you might be able to share information that you've learned over the years. And I think that that will really come in during that fireside chat and Q&A. So it's just a great opportunity for all people, all stages of business to attend.
And now that you've got two of your own, I think you'll appreciate this. That definition also kind of applies to parenthood.
Sure. you? There you go. And that brings us again full circle with living and working in the Valley. There we go.
Absolutely. my job is done. Again, Carbondale.com, the 2019 Carbondale Business Confluence, Wednesday, September 18th at the 3rd Street Center. Andrea, it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.